the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsome boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa
Billy
told me how to live off.
Right here in Hillbilly Country, North Dakota. James Kelso, your host for the next 2 hours on this Sunday Trump Phenomenon radio show, March 20th, 2022, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I hope you can stay with us for a while on today's broadcast. This is live. It's always live. I don't think I've ever done a recorded show, actually. I bet I have somewhere. But I've never done a recorded show since starting radio in 2003. So, been a long time. At one point, I was doing radio 7 days a week. And I don't know how many hours that was, but wow. It's been a long haul with no breaks since 2003. Well, here we go. Logging in yet another day. If you want to call in, and I think today you're going to get a chance to call in. In fact, I implore you, please call in. Today's your day. I don't have a Trump audio ready for you, and I'll be talking about that in just a moment. It's my opening theme, but if you want to call in, I'll put you right on the air at 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. That's Round Rock, Texas, 248-8252. Call in. If you've never called in, hey, I don't bite. It's easy. You'll be talking to an engineer in Round Rock, Texas at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And they'll take even better care of you than I do. And you can go on the air and talk about anything you want. You can call yourself whoever you want to call yourself. And you can say you're calling from wherever. I remember the first call that I made to a radio show in my beginning of my Patriot days, I would only announce myself as being from America. I was a little bit paranoid. I didn't want to specify any more. At the time I was somewhere, I was in Santa Monica, California. I didn't want to say anything other than I was in America. In all those years, folks, I've done just fine, and everybody knows where I am, exactly where I am. They know my phone number, my personal phone number. So you don't need to be paranoid. But I'm going to contradict myself here in a moment here, because I'm going to get a little paranoid in just a moment. But be bold. Call in 512-248-8252. All right, so now let me start out the show on a down note. I mentioned I didn't have any live audio or the latest audio from Donald Trump. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I think it's getting bad, folks. I think it's getting real bad. I think the censorship, the police state, the lockdown is getting bad. And I think the internet is getting choked. Our voice is getting choked off. And it doesn't look good. Now, the specific, as I had half an hour before I went on the air today, I knew I wanted to bring you Donald Trump's speech given yesterday in Fort Lauderdale at the American Freedom Conference. Now, any Donald Trump speech is a really big deal. And you remember when Donald Trump was president, anything he touched or did immediately, 5 million, 10 million, 15 million views immediately within the first day. And it was posted everywhere. You didn't have to look hard to find Donald Trump. Any one of his rallies, any one of his speeches, it was everywhere. Well, I've been looking for the last half hour for Donald Trump's speech at the American Freedom Conference in Fort Lauderdale yesterday. I haven't found a word yet. Now, I invite you, any of you out there who can call in and give me a link or tell me where I can find it. That's the best thing. Call in, tell me where can I find the speech, because I'll put it right on the air. And during the breaks in today's show, I will continue looking for Donald Trump's speech. Let me tell you why this scares the heck out of me. I have a bunch of computers around me and a bunch of computer screens. They're all real powerful. I have a real powerful internet connection. I'm really good with a computer. I'm 73 years old, and I got into computers in the 1980s. I was doing high-level computer stuff before most of the people listening to my voice were born. So I'm used to finding things immediately, quickly. I can't find it. All the different search tricks I can use, Donald Trump, the date, the place, the event, keywords, I can't find it. I can't find it on Rumble. I can't find it on band.video even. I can't find it on YouTube. I can't find it. Now, I'm going to presume it's out there somewhere, but it doesn't vitiate my point. If it's that hard to find, the question is it out there somewhere? The question is it available to hundreds of millions of patriots around the world? If not, if it's really hard to find, which I'm telling you right now it is, George Orwell's dystopia has been achieved. Donald Trump is now living in the memory hall. His speech yesterday should be everywhere. There should be 20 different versions on 20 different websites, with millions of views. He is the most sought after speaker on earth, with nobody even close in second place. So somebody is choking it off. And what I wanted to bring you today, I mean, I know that what he said yesterday must be, I want to hear it. I haven't heard it yet. And here I am with all my computers sitting around me, and all my years of computer expertise, and all my knowledge of the Trump campaigns, which I I spent earlier hours today, I was out on a street corner with my Trump 2024 flag and my Trump 2024. I was at a tables where we were selling Trump flags. I wasn't the seller, but I was participating, helping, selling Trump flags, Trump t-shirts, Trump hats, Trump bobbleheads. And they were going like hotcakes up here in Grand Forks, North Dakota on Sunday. They were going like hotcakes at the same corner yesterday. But I can't find Donald Trump's speech on the internet. So, and I've got other, I may come up with more discouraging news for you. You would think, Kelso, you're up in God's country. You're in Trump country, North Dakota. It doesn't get any more Trumpian than North Dakota. That's true. But you know what? The rhinos, the demon rats, the communists, I've just had, I don't know how much time I'll dwell on this here because it's more of a local issue, but they're at work here. They've surfaced here in Grand Forks on the city council. The city council of Grand Forks, North Dakota has just approved a $1 billion communist Chinese factory to be installed in our town, employing 1,000 people, with thousands of trucks coming and going, admitting that right off the bat, they're going to handle 25 million bushels of corn a year. They're going to consume over 6 million gallons a day of our water. This entire city of over 50,000 people uses 6 million gallons a day, the whole city. But our city council, which putatively represents we Trump, overwhelmingly Trump supporting North Dakotans, they just earned the, what would be the award for the top comrade from the Chinese Communist Party? Hero of Communist China? What do they call themselves? People's Republic? Hero of Communist China. They just earned themselves, all of them, the entire city council. So here, my point is this. And by the way, this is a big enough story that it actually has, it affects you wherever you are, if you're an American, everywhere, anywhere. A $1 billion Communist Chinese People's Liberation Army factory here, basically taking over our city, approved. And not only did they approve it, the city council crawled on their hands and knees. And I'll tell you what, there's no question they're being paid off. No question. It's not even possible that it isn't dirty. And what we're finding out, folks, is that the deep state, the rotten state in America is so deep. It is so dirty. We may be gone. America may be over. You have to consider that possibility. Now, I'm not conceding that possibility, not yet. I'm going to go down fighting. But I'll tell you what, it looks pretty bad. I'm going to promise to myself I'm not going to bum you out for more than 30 minutes before we shift to something better. And if any of you can call in and cheer up the conversation, please do. Let me open my chat screen here. Hey, okay, here's a bit of sunshine. If it's John from Missouri. John, you're on the air.
Hi, James. I have to agree with you. I think the country's in really bad shape. We're certainly getting an eyeful of what the Democrats had planned for us.
Yes, and I'm up here. You know, I used to live in Missouri, John, as we've discussed before. And of course, Missouri is God's country, also, except for certain parts of St. Louis and a few other unsavory locations. But boy, you get out into the outside of town in Missouri, and you are in God's country, just as you are in North Dakota and so many other places that voted for Donald Trump overwhelmingly. But I'll tell you, though, this is my, you know, this is like hit me in the gut, like a punch to the solar plexus when I realized that my, you know, you think of your city council. These are people that are paid $7,000 a year for a part-time job. And you think, you know, what harm can they do? You know, yeah. I mean, you know, okay, they fix the potholes. I don't care if they do a dirty deal, an inside deal for a hotel permit. I don't care if the building department is corrupt and, you know, they're selling contracts under the counter. You know, okay, par for the course with city government. But then when I go in there and I find out that these clowns, these criminals, these traitors have approved after secret meetings, violating every law in the books, sunshine laws, open meeting laws, conflict of interest laws, they have been negotiating with basically the People's Liberation Army of Red China to bring a one, and this is the opening gambit, that this is the initial approval, and there's no ceiling on it. And I'm just giving, folks, I don't want you to be concerned about North Dakota or Grand Forks or our city council. I just want you to contemplate that Kelso, I thought, I'm so far away from the corruption in America. I'm all the way up here in the least visited state in America, North Dakota. It's full of patriots up here. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm enduring the cold. That's what's beautiful about being here, that this is really America. It was a solar plexus gut punch to me to find out that my city council has brought the worst in the world. I mean, what's the worst regime in the history of mankind? It's Xi Jinping's Communist Party of China. They are the biggest killers. They surpass Hitler. They surpass Stalin. The biggest killers in history. And that they are being, here's how bad it gets, John. My, yeah, right, they're my city council that we supposedly elected. And we've now learned these elections are so corrupt. You know, Joe Biden wasn't elected president. No way. We were selling flags. We were selling Trump 1 flags out in the corner. They're like hotcakes. Trump 1. But so the election, here's what I'm saying. In my city council, it's probably happening in your city council, ladies and gentlemen. You probably don't have an honest city council. You probably don't have honest county supervisors. In any elected position, I don't care how low you go in the hierarchy of government, it's rotten. We don't have patriots in government. They're few and far between. The Jim Jordans are few and far between. The Marjorie Taylor Greens are few and far between, even in the Republican Party. I'm finding out here in North Dakota, you think, well, you know, our Republican congressman, we only have one, and our two U.S. senators, surely they're Republicans, surely they must be patriots. And our governor, Burgum, he must be a patriot. He's a Republican. Folks, as they say in New Jersey, forget about it. They're rhinos. We're now finding out they're all rhinos.
They don't, and you they know don't what, like, James?
Yeah,
the saddest thing is how little bit of money it takes to buy them. You know, that to me is the really sad part of this. If you're going to sell your soul to the devil, you ought to get something for it.
John is so wise there, folks, and exactly so. I can't believe that these Chinese communists, and, you know, I'm testifying in front of the city council several times now, and I'm saying, I asked them, I posed the question, okay, I'm asking each and every one of you city councilmen and councilwomen, you are approving, you're not referring it to us, the voters, for a vote. No. You seven people are arrogating to yourselves the authority to bring a $1 billion opening investment Chinese Communist factory. Now, hang on, John. I'll pick up right where we left off. We'll see you in a moment, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave. Action, killing people all the time.
Oh, we're back, folks.
In no action.
We've got John in Missouri with us. And hang on just a second. This is Kelso here. I'm just putting pause here on. Let me continue the thought we had, John, about how corrupt it is. You mentioned how paltry the sum is necessary to buy these people off, these rhinos and these corrupt people. It is pathetic. But from the
terrible, James.
It's terrible. But from the point of view, you know, here's my little town. Just get my feeling. You know, it's, you know, there's a special feeling. All of us know it. When it's one thing to be attacked by your enemy. You expect that attack. And you're braced for it, and you're not crushed by it. But everybody somewhere in their life has had the experience when somebody on your own team, somebody in your own family, somebody that you implicitly trusted betrays you. It's a gut blow, folks. And I assumed up here in North Dakota, in my little town, we don't even have cities here, we have towns. that, you know, we're safe. We're safe from all this hell that's happening in Biden America. But it's a body blow to me to find out, no, we're not. That these people, these communists, these people, somehow the phenomenon, I want to explain it to you folks so we don't get too wrapped up in having to explain this by some well-organized, vast conspiracy. Here's what I think's going on. This is our plight as men and women on planet Earth. Evil people gravitate to power over you. It's pretty much the definition of evil. Somebody that, you know, a street punk that hits you over the back of the head with a pipe. They're trying to control you. They want your money. They don't want to go work and earn some money. They want to hit you on the head, cause brain damage to you, and then take $50 from you. As Hank Williams Jr. says, for $43, my friend lost his life. That's what all the way up to these top rhinos in the Senate and in the presidency, that's what they are. They are people who want to control you, and they are drawn to government. They are drawn to power because what is government? What is it? What is government? It's the mechanism of controlling you by force. That's what makes government different from everything else. McDonald's can't control you by force, but government can. Government can tell you you're going to wear a mask. You're going to get an injection with an untested injection, or we are going to bounce you, 20-year Army veteran with medals on your chest. We're going to dishonorably discharge you if you won't take this injection. That just happened, folks, to thousands of our best servicemen and women. They were just run out of the military, no matter how long they'd served, no matter how many battles they'd been in for you. They were dishonorably discharged, and they lose their pension and everything. Folks, that ain't America. That's evil. But let me get back to the concept here. What is the battle here between good and evil? Evil is drawn to power. Evil understands instantly that power means government. So that's why, like flies to honey, they're on your city council. They're on your county supervisors board. They're in your public health department. They're everywhere that government has its tentacles. By contrast, you, the people listening to my voice right now, you're not drawn to power. You don't want to get into your neighbor's pocket. You don't want to force your neighbor to have an injection. You don't want your neighbor to bend over and submit to you. You're a good person. You're an honest person. You're a God-fearing person. You walk away from power. You spurn power. And you want to work. You want to support yourself. You enjoy wiping sweat from your brow and supporting your children. So you're not in government. You're not running for office. You don't want that power. And that's how we got where we are, folks. Our government is full of turds, evil people. And another way, another metaphor, John, I see you're going to like this one. You know, in the punch bowl of life, the turds float to the top.
They certainly do. I've never heard that before.
So all those things bobbing, those aren't ice cubes, folks.
I don't understand why they want control over us, but they seem to. That's at every level.
I want to partake, speaking of punch bowls, I want to partake of your wisdom, your clean wisdom, right after this break.
A man that the miners knew well grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
A man is hard to be. John in Missouri and Kelso here in North Dakota. And I think I banged the drum hard enough here on the difference between how is this happening to us? How do we good people run into this evil? And the answer is evil is born every minute. Evil is all around us, and they go for power. We go for work. We go for productive labor. And the evil ones, they go, hey, these people like to work. We're going to put them to work, and we're going to tax the hell out of them. And
I don't know if they start off evil, James. They may just go into these jobs as simple people, secretaries and stuff, and watch how the big guys are making all the money. And then they might want a taste of it. I don't know what goes on. We don't do it.
Oh, sure.
You know, I'm just a simple farmer down
John,
there.
For sure. It goes both ways. Some of them are born that way. Some of them get that way. But very few of them improve. Very few of them ever improve. But
well, that's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact. But you can't count on the government, James. We've known that. We had a taste of Donald Trump and the rest of the country, or the other side. They hated the man. And here he's the best president you and I have ever had. At least that's what I believe. We think. I know that's what I think. They just hated the poor guy.
John, stay right there. I just found Donald Trump's speech yesterday in Fort Lauderdale. But I'm just going to play it for a second here, and I'll explain why in a moment, folks. Here's where I found it. Let me put the president on first. It's going to be terrible audio, so you got to, you know, turn your volume down wherever you are to hear this. But listen to the president. This is our president, the greatest. Yes, you're right, John, the greatest ever. Yesterday in Fort Lauderdale at the American Freedom Conference in front of an absolutely standing room only, packed, big arena. Now, I'll start it out. Here you go. We're just going to cut in. I've managed to find this, so I don't want to let it go. Let me turn it up.
Remember, they gave you hundreds of millions of dollars. They were going to need us. We've been there. We've been there all over, actually. We've been there all over. Remember, they said there's no way to go against that machine.
Now, I can tell already you don't understand a word of that out there. And
not
let me
much.
Just explain. No, let me explain. I've been searching for over an hour, folks, to find the president's speech yesterday. Plenty of time to put it up online. I can't find it anywhere. I finally found it. Get this. This is a cell phone. This is some guy in the upper bleachers, at all the way on the other side of an arena, sitting in his seat, who recorded the president on a cell phone. And somehow, the commies that run our internet haven't found this one yet. And guess how many views it has, John?
Half a million.
It has two views. So me and somebody else, okay?
I see.
So the point is, folks, you and I, all of you, John, we're all living. Where are we living? We are in the memory hole, ladies and gentlemen. We are swimming around in the memory hole. Because this major speech by the president, and I can tell you the audience is roaring. I can see him. I can see him here. Listen to him.
Our heritage are under assault. No more George Washington High School. No more Abraham Lincoln High School. No more Thomas Jefferson. And I said that was going to happen.
Stay.
4 years ago, I said that's where they're headed. And we allowed it to happen by having a corrupt election.
We allowed it to happen by having a corrupt election. And he said, I told you there's going to be no more George Washington, no more Thomas Jefferson. I told you it was going to happen. And he said, it's here. And I would play this. I'll try turning it up once or twice more in the show here. But I know you can't hear that. This is somebody's cell phone. He's holding up his cell phone. He's in an auditorium absolutely packed with patriots in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is at the American Freedom Conference. Now, let me give you some more good news. The American Freedom Conference is a tour, and it's going around the country. And the next group of lucky dogs are in the town of Commerce, Georgia. The Save America rally is going to be on March 26th. And that's, what is that? That's next Saturday, March 26th, Commerce, Georgia. You want to be there. If you're anywhere within 200 miles of Commerce, Georgia, you have no excuse. And then there's another rally. It's a week later. I'm liking this. Donald Trump is picking up the pace. 1 week later, another Save America rally in Washington, Michigan. I have no idea where Washington, Michigan is. I'll look it up. But if you're a Michigander or a nearby state, no excuse for not being there. That'll be at 7 p.m. on April 2nd, Saturday. So it's nice now that the weather's getting good, John. Donald Trump is in his element, and he can stage these huge, huge rallies, including outdoors where the weather will be fine. And
well, if we ever needed him back, it's now. I mean, who's in Washington? Those people are an embarrassment, James.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me get your opinion on the worst of what's going on in Washington right now. Folks, the way the communists, they've got us by the throat. And, you know, what here on this show, I called it the scamdemic. I called it COVID-1984, other names for it. They have had us by the throat for 2 years with their, speaking of communist Chinese, as the president so aptly says, the China flu. they have used their boy Fauci and the club of the China flu to beat the hell out of us for 2 years. They've masked up all our kids. They've injected us. We're only now finding out we are the guinea pigs in this giant experiment with messenger DNA or messenger RNA, messenger ribonucleic acid. We are the guinea pigs. We're only now finding out what the consequences are. I was just talking to a buddy at the Trump flag table I was at this morning, who said his buddy went into he said he got the what he believes was COVID-1984. He got it, and he said, but he got his hands on some ivermectin. His doctor is from India, and in India they're handing ivermectin out like candy. And guess what? The people aren't getting sick, and if those that get sick are getting well quickly. He got some ivermectin from India, and he recovered fine. His friend was given remdesivir. His kidneys failed within the month, and shortly after that, he died. And remdesivir is known to kill your kidneys. But that's what Fauci, everybody, he wanted to get everybody into the hospital. He said, stay at home till you get so sick that you have to go to the emergency room. Then once you get into the emergency room, you're going to be in sad shape. We're going to put you on a ventilator. If that doesn't finish you off, we'll simultaneously inject you with remdesivir, and you're a goner. That's exactly what happened. These are sadistic, evil people. Remember, Anthony Fauci is the guy who was doing cruel, cruel, torturous, needless experiments on little beagle puppies. He had a whole laboratory full of beagle puppies whose faces were being bitten off by fleas. And he wanted to see how they reacted to having their faces, having a net put around their face full of fleas that was biting their face and their flesh and their eyeballs out. That's who Anthony Fauci is, a sadistic killer, a sadomasochist mass murderer. That's the guy who is right now, he is in charge of the Joe Biden health policy.
And James, there's people in this country that listen to him. Yeah. That's the scary part.
Right. And he, so the two rallies coming up. Next Saturday, Commerce, Georgia. Saturday after that, in Washington, Michigan. And, but now, you know, I don't want to keep you on here too long, John, but I'll tell you what, I can tell you're in chipper spirits there. You don't have a $1 billion communist. They're going to call it a corn mill, John. It uses more than 6 million gallons of water a day. And by the way this works, folks. Oh, gee, funny thing. It's going to be line of sight distance away from Grand Forks Air Force Base, which is America's number one drone control center. Now, all those drones, you know, if America has a chance in any war that we ever have to fight, and I'll talk about World War III in just a moment, we are going to be very reliant on the lethality and effectiveness of our drones. Those drones are controlled, signals in and signals back to those drones from Grand Forks Air Force Base. Our city council just approved building a giant red Chinese facility just a few miles line of sight distance from the antennas at Grand Forks Air Force Base. In other words, and we had a guy testifying, the city council didn't care, a guy who was in signals intelligence in the military, a veteran who knew what he was talking about, looked at those people and he said, I can tell you, I've been in SIGINT, and I'll tell you right now, every message in and every message out will be read in real time by the red Chinese in the factory you just approved. And it'll go straight to Beijing. And said, this is a national security interest. And the city council, they didn't even check with the federal government and are lying. And, you know, here's the other reason I feel betrayed. Our governor, Burgum, Republican. Our two senators, Hoeven and Kramer, Republicans. Our congressman, our sole congressman, Armstrong, a Republican. So I think, you know, hey, Trump country? Surely these people listen to us, Trump people that elected them. No, they don't. They're laughing at you, folks. These rhinos are laughing at you. They're taking your money and doing whatever the heck they want with your country. They are traitors. And one of the beauties of Donald Trump, one reason, as you said, John, so aptly, so correctly, if we ever needed Donald Trump, it's right now. Donald Trump is the man. He's the only guy who right now is effective at running these rhinos out. He's running them out. He's targeting them. He's endorsing America First opponents, and he's winning. He's mowing them down. He just took out, let's see, what are the ones he just took out? He just took out, what's her face? The woman who never saw a war she didn't like, Dick Cheney's daughter, Liz Cheney. He just took out Liz Cheney, and there's another one he just took out, and he's electing America First candidates to oppose him. But I'll tell you, this is a Herculean task that Donald Trump faces. He has to first clean out the Republican Party, make it into a semblance of something patriotic, and then with that, take on the communists that are in the other party. He has to first beat the communists in our party, then he has to beat the communists in the other party. And by the way, you've heard this as well as I have, John. Donald Trump has said the greater task is actually cleaning out the Republican Party.
That's for sure.
That's the more challenging climb.
James, I'm going to get off the phone. You have a good day. Good talking with you.
Okay, thank you, John. And there goes John, folks, whistling past the graveyard. Have a good day. I wish. Let's go to Dr. Kelly out there in California.
Lifeguard, arrest those turds.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you, gee whiz. It's an important thing. Donald Trump, I just heard this. I could hear it because I can hear the audio better here. This from a cell phone. I can hear it better on my system here than you'll hear it going through my microphone. But Donald Trump preceded his speech, which is playing right now, and I'll turn it up in a second. He preceded it with a speech that General George Patton gave to his troops before battle in World War II. George Patton, and this is taken from the movie, of course, What's-His-Face is not George Patton and so on, but the speech is accurate. It is George Patton. What is his name? George C. Scott. And Patton said, and by the way, you can take this as being from Donald Trump. He's played this clip from that movie several times to precede his rallies and at his express request. And so take the words of George Patton and understand they are also the words of Donald Trump. And here's how he ended his speech. George Patton said to his troops, "I will be proud to lead you guys anytime, anywhere." And that's what Donald Trump is saying to all of us. He's 75 years old, but he is proud to lead us guys anytime, anywhere. He's not going to quit on us, so we can't quit on him. So no matter how discouraging it gets, we have to hang in there. We've got to keep fighting like hell. And that's also what Patton said in that speech. He, with even more colorful images, he told his troops, "We're going to fight like hell." He said, well, one of his lines, just paraphrasing, he said something like, now, George C. Scott had a gruff voice. George Patton, in the recordings I've heard of him, didn't have a gruff voice. He had a not a great speaker's voice, actually, pretty high-pitched. But I'll use George Scott's voice because nobody knows Patton's voice because you hear Scott instead. But he said, "Men, I don't want to hear anything about holding a position. We don't hold a position. We charge the enemy. We charge him now. We charge him later. We never stop." "We're going to roll through them." And he goes on and on like that. But that's what you want to hear from a commander. He's with you, and you're going to stick with him. And you're not going to hold the position. You're going to win. And so it's not, it's obviously significant that Donald Trump really resonates with the command, the leadership, the patriotism of a real patriot, George S. Patton. But Dr. Kelly, the microphone is yours. Give me some more wisdom.
All right, and make sure that you give your post office box out to your fan base at least once during a show. And if you want your eyes to pop out of your head, make sure you hold them first. You might have to shake your head if your eyes get stuck. There's a woman coming out of fabulous Las Vegas, and her name is Michelle Fiori. I think it's F-I-O-R-I. And she is a very Rubenesque and bosomy woman. And she's an open carry woman. And I think that you're hopefully going to be, well, seeing a little more of her in the state of Nevada. And check it out. Let me know what you think.
Okay, and, I'll tell you my favorite woman in America right now, after you, Dr. Kelly. My favorite woman in America is Marjorie Taylor Greene. I love U.S. Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene of the Georgia, is it the 14th Congressional District? It's the northwest corner of the state of Georgia, which includes the battlefield of Chickamauga. But that's Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is wonderful. And here's more good news. She is such a patriot. You know, you always want to, you know, all of us patriots here, you know, you when you run into somebody that's as patriotic as you are, it's always kind of like, wow, that was refreshing. you know, no cutting, no corners, no milk toast, no apologies. When you run into a person like that, it's so refreshing. And I'll tell you what, Marjorie Taylor Greene is that person. She but it gets better. Here's some hopeful news. Who else? It's one thing if Kelso loves Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's another thing if Donald J. Trump loves Marjorie Taylor Greene. And boy, does he love, what does she go by? She goes by MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Donald Trump loves her. In fact, I'll tell you what, she's got to be on his short list for vice president in 2024. But I mean, she is the real deal. She's like Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. I think he's from the 5th Congressional District in Ohio. Don't quote me on that. And Congresswoman Boebert, wow, she's good. Who are some of your favorites, Dr. Kelly?
I've been hearing a lot about this Michelle Fiori. She's going to be running
California?
No, she's a councilwoman. I would say
Devin Nunes.
Really, you know, there aren't that many. But I just want to invite Donald and Donald Jr. over to TLB Talk and RBN. And go ahead and call in, Donald Jr. Let us know your latest caribou takings. And, you know, I think that if I were to run for senator or Congress, that I would be, you know, I'd have to be focused and be the people's favorite. To be a good leader, you have to be a good servant. And Michelle is buddies with the Trump team. And she was going to go for make a run at a gubernatorial governor next door in Nevada to get rid of the Steve Lukasak. And they talked her into the state treasurer because of the condition of the finances and the economy.
Well, I'll give you a favorite.
Endorse Kelso, endorse Dr. Kelly. Maybe I'll be senator. Who knows? You know, we have to do the work, Kelso.
I'll give you a favorite. Just down the street from you in the Sierra there is Devin Nunes a congressman from California who resigned from Congress in order to head up Donald Trump's new enterprise, which is truthsocial.com. And I just now, just Devin Nunes, N-U-N-E-S, what a patriot. So much of what we found out about the Russia hoax, and we found out about the 2020 election hoax and fraud and crime, is thanks to Devin Nunes. There are many, many things that we would not have found out but for that one person. Devin Nunes of California, he's heading up truthsocial.com, and I'm there on that site, and correct me if I'm wrong, any callers out there who have joined truthsocial.com, the way it looks to me, I'm thinking the only people who have access right now to Truth Social are people with an Apple device who download something that works on an Apple device. As far as I can tell, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't see a way for me to start posting or to sign up. So it looks like there's still preparatory work being done at truthsocial.com. But boy, we want that out fast. And remember, this goes along with the theme of what we've been talking about in the show. Donald Trump trying to open a social media site, he has to do things that no one else has to do. He will be attacked. His site will be attacked. You know, many of you out there, you may have owned a website and been hacked or attacked. I have. I've had several websites destroyed and demolished by hackers. And these were, well, some of them were pretty big. But Donald Trump, whatever attack any of us mere mortals have ever experienced, Donald Trump will get a hurricane thousands of times greater, a higher level of – he'll have – get this. In 2016, Donald Trump had the FBI working overtime, burning the midnight oil to destroy him. At least the entire top echelon of the FBI worked overtime. Their main mission in life was to destroy Donald Trump. Now, how do you like them apples, folks? Imagine that, being the president of the United States and an agency within your executive branch, the FBI, is working overtime. These are people that carry guns.
Doesn't mean they can use them.
they can, and they do. That's sadly, and this is a daunting. Last time I read up on it, I read they had 36,000 agents. Well, this is, folks, to have that agency breaking the law, doing dirty tactics to destroy the president that we just elected in 2016. What does that mean? What is the implication of that? If James Comey is doing that, and Andrew McCabe, and Peter Strzok, and William Barr, the attorney general, if they're all doing that, the ostensible boss of the FBI, the attorney general, if they're all working overtime to destroy Donald Trump, folks, we got a big problem. Because that is the supreme law agency, law enforcement in the U.S. They are king of the hill. They are top dog.
Yes, and I ordered to investigate the Dominion voting systems touchscreens here in California. That'll keep them busy. It's in about 20 counties, FBI. Get off your butt and get her done.
No. Yeah.
That's an order.
Dr. Kelly, are you joking? Are you kidding? Asking the FBI to do its job? Are you kidding?
No, that's an order, Kelso. I ain't playing around.
Okay, well, that order and $2 will buy you a cup of coffee. And let's take a break here, Dr. Kelly. Thank you, as always, for calling in. Thank you for your kind words. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.